KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly cloudy skies, 59 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy today, a high near 70. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with the check of the latest top news, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Griswold City Attorney Dave Wiederstein Wednesday evening issued a statement from Griswold Mayor Jeb Peck with regard to our report on the resignation during Tuesday evening's Griswold City Council meeting of 9 members of the Griswold Rescue Squad. In the statement, Mayor Peck said the City Council met in a closed session Monday evening with the Rescue Department Captain Julie Klein. No decisions were made by the Council as it pertained to her continued role as Captain. Peck said Ms. Klein did tender her resignation as captain on Tuesday, which was followed by the apparent resignations of other members of the department. He went on to say that often in the past, the city has relied on neighboring rescue departments for emergency assistance, and it will continue to do so during this transition. Cass County E-911 Director Rob Coppard backed up that statement when he told KJAN News earlier Wednesday afternoon that the Griswold area will not be without emergency medical services.
I know that there's at least 3 or 4 people that are still on the rescue squad down there, and we have been, because of shortages. I mean, this isn't just because of Griswold Rescue, but because of EMS shortages county, and you know, even statewide, you know, there's just, you know, kind of hard to get volunteers and stuff that, you know, we automatically, and you've noticed this, page medevac to almost every call in the county, because you just never know what you're going to get someday.
Medevac ambulance has always been simultaneously dispatched to any emergencies as a backup to Griswold Rescue. Other nearby rescue squads, including Elliott First Responders and or Red Oak Rescue, could also provide mutual aid if requested. Otherwise, Coppard said the communication center will operate in a business-as-usual mode and continue to dispatch medevac as needed. Marty and Atlantic firefighters were called to a baler fire that spread into a grass fire on Highway 73 near the intersection with Fairview Road, northwest of Atlantic, Wednesday afternoon. The call came in at around 2:20 p.m. No injuries were reported, and the fire was put out by around 2:40 p.m. The Harlan Fire Department had responded Tuesday afternoon to a motorhome fire that took place at the Shelby County Fairgrounds. Upon arrival, firefighters found a motorhome and a camping spot on fire. One person was sleeping in the motorhome, but was able to escape without injury, and the fire department was able to quickly extinguish the blaze with only minor damage resulting to the left rear corner of the motorhome. Officials say the fire was caused by faulty electrical wiring in the taillight section of the vehicle. The Harlan Fire Department was on the scene for about 25 minutes. The Audubon Police Department reports 2 Audubon men were arrested last week for lascivious acts with a child. 70-year-old John Charles Donahue and 19-year-old Forrest James DeBruin were taken into custody on November 10th. No other details were provided. And on November 9th, 27-year-old Cody Lee Selmet of Coon Rapids was arrested in Audubon for driving while barred and improper registration. Montgomery County Sheriff's deputies Wednesday afternoon arrested a 14-year-old male from Elliott on an assault charge. The arrest took place at around 4:50 p.m. following a reported incident of simple assault. The juvenile was processed at the Montgomery County Law Enforcement Center and then released to a legal custodian. Atlantic Police Chief Steve Green Wednesday made his official announcement of retirement from his post. Green submitted a letter to the mayor and city council that was read by Mayor Dave Jones. The letter said, in part, "I will be retiring from the Atlantic Police Department effective December 28, 2016. I plan to take vacation from December 14th to the 28th, making my last actual working day the 13th day of December." Green graduated from the Atlantic High School in 1977 and served 3 years in the Marine Corps before beginning a career in law enforcement with the city of Harlan in 1980. After working about 18 months, he took a job in Texas in the private sector, and then Green returned to law enforcement in August of 1986 when he joined the Atlantic Police Force and worked his way through the ranks to become chief in 2008. Altogether, he has 32 years of experience in law enforcement, and he spoke with reporters outside the council chambers after the meeting last night about the support he and his officers had received.
"I'd like to thank all the councils I've worked for over the last 30 years. They've always been supportive of the department for the most part, and without their support and the support of the citizens, we could not be the effective and professional department that we are today."
Green also spoke highly of his officers and staff on the Atlantic Police Department.
"The crew I have right now is, I'll put them up against officers anywhere in the state of Iowa or the United States. They're professional. They are intelligent, hardworking people. They keep themselves on a good moral compass, both at work and away. And, you know, they are truly leaders in the community in my eyes.
Chief Green choked up and turned around to leave the interview as he spoke about what he would miss most about the job.
Being a police officer for that long, it's not really what you do anymore, it's who you are. So I've got to find out where Steve is again. I'm not Officer Green, I'm not Chief Green, I'm not Lieutenant Green, I'm not Sergeant Green. I'm Steve, and I'm going to miss...
Soon he will become Supervisor Green, taking a seat on the Cass County Board of Supervisors after winning the general election on November the 8th, during which he ran unopposed. In his letter to the council, Green said that he would especially like to thank those many, many citizens who have come forward in the past year to make it a point to show appreciation to the Atlantic Police Department. In a time when law enforcement has been under attack physically, politically, and socially, many groups and private citizens have stepped forward with cards, letters, and refreshments, seeking to assure my officers that they have our backs in these difficult times. These tokens of support, said Green, have been paramount in maintaining morale among the officers. Lieutenant Dave Erickson will succeed Steve Green as chief of police. In our funeral announcements, Jerry Deist, age 74, of Audubon, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Jerry Deist will be today at 2 o'clock at the First United Methodist Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Richard Dick Maddox, age 77, of Erling and formerly of Shelby, died Monday. Funeral services for Richard Maddox will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Shelby. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Shelby has arrangements. Yvonne Greenwalt of Phoenix, Arizona, and formerly of Atlantic, died October 29th. Memorial services for Yvonne Greenwalt will be Saturday at 10 a.m. at the Atlantic United Methodist Church. Reverend Lewis Miller, age 99, of Manning, died November 10th. Funeral services for Reverend Lewis Miller will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Calvary Baptist Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home of Manning has arrangements. Bryce Albright, age 17, of Shelby, died Sunday at his home. Funeral services for Bryce Albright will be Saturday at 11 o'clock at the AHSTW School in Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home of Avoca has arrangements. Gilbert Hare, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. Funeral services for Gilbert Hare will be Saturday at 1:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has arrangements. Eileen Smith, age 85, of Council Bluffs, died November 8th. A memorial service for Eileen Smith will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Oakland Community Building. Reekin Beath Funeral Home of Oakland is assisting the family. And Marion Reimer, age 89, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Marion Reimer will be held November 26th at 10 a.m. at the First United Presbyterian Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. Our news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.